one.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
My nostrils are the size of the Bayane.
Pretty Malik.
It's like I'm your mother.
And Big Rossi.
I'm now the spokesperson for sleep apnea. It was balding before.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to you every morning.
You're already part of our life.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. As we do at 6:03, October 27th. It's your Tuesday right here on Virgin Radio. Hello, Pretty Mullet. Good morning,
Big
Rossi.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, not much, really. I washed my hair.
There we go.
And therefore, you just feel so different once you've washed your hair.
You know, you've cut your hair. You it is a lot easier to wash, I'm guessing, right now, yeah?
Chris,
yeah.
Come is on it? Over to this side.
Hey, no, gosh, my hair's never been so long right now, actually.
It's so easy to wash and dry.
Mm.
Like, it's a whole new world.
Really?
It must be annoying for you, though, Chris, every morning, like, doing that man bun. Is it not annoying?
It's pretty easy now. I'm used to it.
Like, you can do it in literally, what, like 30 seconds or
something? Yeah, my hair goes down nearly to my backside right now when I let it out, so I just...
Wow, Pocahontas.
I give it a good brush. I give it a nice... Yeah. I get like the tail of a horse. I mane it. I tail it. There it is.
Yeah.
And then I just wind it up, put in a little circle, and put about 14,000 elastic bands around it, and the hair's good to go.
14,000. Why do you feel like rubber bands disappear?
All the time.
Right? Like, where do they go?
In your hair?
No, yeah. In the universe. Like, it's like the sock in the laundry. They just disappear.
You buy hair ties and they just disappear. And then, like, I ask Nushi and Kiki, have you taken my hair ties? They're like, no. Where? Have you got ours? I'm like, no.
I don't know where they go. Rossi doesn't know anything about this.
I'm surprised I haven't seen you with like a pink one, you know, like because you've run out, so you've got like your kids.
Sometimes I do, but I put them underneath so you can't see them, you know.
Wow.
That's what happens. Hey, what's going on? 6:04 for your Tuesday. Thanks for having us on. Lele Pons is going to be joining us today.
Yeah.
Who is Lele, you may ask? She's one of the most followed human beings on social media.
60 million followers.
60 mil.
That's a lot
and
of
that's,
people.
And that's on the gram. We're not talking the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're
no,
not talking
combined.
Or
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy the amount of followers that she has. It's unbelievable. She's done a YouTube documentary as well, which has now been nominated for an award, where she actually opens up about like being an influencer and having fun and being this cool, goofy girl, but at the same time, going through having Tourette's and OCD.
Yeah.
It's a really, really remarkable story. We're going to ask her all about it later today, okay? Lele Pons joins us on the show. We've got the pop quiz coming up as well, so it's going to be super cool. Who is up and about right now? You know what we like doing. We like finding out who's up.
Yeah.
What you're doing. How's life? Open up those phone lines right now. 04-871-5544. That's our number in the studio right now. 04-871-5544. I would love you to call us. All right, love you to call us. Phone guy Eddie and Nala are in studio too. They're both ready to go. Good morning, guys. You guys all good? Everything cool? Oh,
yeah,
Nala's already
buddy.
On the phone. I like it. Nala's already on the phone. Yeah, okay, we're good. You guys, anything you need to add? Anything happen that we need to know about your lives?
No.
No.
We're gaining weight.
No, you're gaining,
oh,
gaining
no.
weight. Good. That means you're healthy, though, mate. That's all right.
No, it's not.
Okay. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
You're driving back from work.
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I'm an event professional. We are setting up, one of my clients set up in a mall last night.
You sound like you were just ready to hit the bed, mate. You were like, over this gig. You were like, I'm going home. I've worked all night. Can't you see what you guys have done to me? But how does the event look? Looks good, like everything's set up?
It looks amazing. Client is very happy. In fact, I met you coming up. I mean, the day you and Brianna were at the bike shop, remember? And you asked me, what were you doing first?
Yeah. Were you there with your son?
Yes, I was there with my son, and I was there with the Lakers mask. Remember you asking how you watched the game?
That's right. And you hadn't watched the game. You were just wearing the mask, right?
Yeah, I just came back from work. I only came back at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like
that's
I
right. What's the name of the bike shop? Ride? Is it Ride?
Ride Bike Shop.
Yeah, we were at... I was buying... We were buying
oh,
Brianna's...
Right, yeah.
We were talking about Brianna getting into cycling. We went to that Ride Bike Shop, bought it. And did you end up buying a gap? Do you already have a bike? Or is that why you were there?
I've got 3 bikes from there, so...
Wow. 3?
It becomes a little bit of a... becomes a bit of an addiction.
Me, my
doesn't...
wife and my son. No, my me, wife and son. We got bikes from there.
Becomes a bit of an addiction, Kevin.
It does.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying my one now, like after seeing, because you can't, I was trying to ride Brianna's one, but these bikes, not like a normal bike where you just get on and ride a bike, like it's all like measured out for the person that's riding the bike. So when I was riding, can I just say, I rode her bike, the seat, I felt like the seat was in me.
Yeah, that's like how it was, it's meant to feel.
Yeah, it was horrible. I couldn't ride I tried to go for a ride, Kevin, this seat... Yeah. Was wedged so hard into me, I couldn't walk for 7 days.
It's an extension of your body, I think.
Oh, it was horrible. So anyway, I spoke to the guys, and they're like, yeah, we need to measure the bike out for you. So
Can we get rid of some stuff before you bring some new stuff in?
Like what?
Like the power washer you've used once, that can go.
Power washer gets used once a month, yeah. We will clean it.
I don't
use it.
Who uses it?
Virginia and Auntie the Nannies, they love it. They strap that power jet washer on and they're washing the walls and everything.
Inside the house.
No, not yet. So, Kevin, what? You go to sleep now? You're done? You can go get some rest?
I go spend some time with my 2-year-old son and then I go to sleep.
Good on you, buddy. Good on you, mate. Earning that money, looking after everyone. So, well done, well done. Hopefully, I'll see you on the bike track at some stage as well, okay?
Take care, man.
See you, mate. Drive safely. He's gone. He's done.
Yeah, he's ready to go to sleep.
Brady Malik's gossip.
Okay, gossip. Are we going to start off with
whatever you want. I was going to start off with some sad news.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
And then we can end on a high.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I feel bad. We love Jamie Foxx. We absolutely love Jamie Foxx. And now he's announced his sister has passed away.
Oh, gosh.
She's 36 years old. He wrote on Instagram, "My heart is shattered into
what
a million pieces. My beautiful, loving sister Deandra has transitioned. Our family is shattered, but we will put the pieces back together with your love." Now, Deandra, I don't know the cause of death, but what we do know is Deandra was born with Down syndrome. The exact cause of death he didn't really talk about. It's thought that she passed away on October 19th because Chris Brown, who was really close to Jamie Foxx and Jamie Foxx's sister, had posted a tribute and then quickly deleted it because Jamie hadn't said anything yet. And we really don't know the details, but our hearts definitely go out to
so sad.
Jamie
so
Foxx
sad.
And his
Jamie
family.
Foxx and his family, 38 years
sister,
old, of course.
Yeah,
He's in the middle of filming that Mike Tyson film as well. That must be very, very difficult for not only him, but the family as well. Our thoughts and prayers to the Foxx family. He's one of the most talented humans on this planet, Jamie Foxx.
Agreed.
He can do absolutely anything, that guy.
Yeah.
And I still love that story about him and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He was one of the reasons why Ed Sheeran is Ed Sheeran today. Ed Sheeran would sleep on Jamie Foxx's couch. Can you believe it?
Most musical stars have passed through his house, right?
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Exactly,
So good.
Into his studio,
And he's just so talented. Our thoughts with the Foxx family. Yeah. What else you got for us?
Let's talk about The Rock, right? So The Rock... He suffered a really serious gym injury.
What do you mean? Pretty, is he okay?
He had to get stitches, Chris, for the wound on his face.
Are you serious?
But in true form, he took to Instagram and just did not care. Instead, took a little bit of the blood, put it in his mouth, tasted it, and said, "It's good." Have a listen.
All right, look. Sometimes, well, oftentimes, things get intense here in the Iron Paradise, but... we ain't playing tiddlywinks and we ain't reciting nursery rhymes. You get lumped up every once in a while and things happen. That's good. Yeah. That's real good.
Oh,
back to work.
Tasting, that's The Rock's blood.
You would taste it 100%.
I would put that in a vial and sell it on eBay. That'd get a lot of money, you know?
He would, yeah.
He got hurt, by the way, while tossing 50-pound chains. That's about 23 kilos.
He is a beast, man. You ever seen that guy train?
23 kilos.
He's just a beast.
Tossing it, Rossi. Like, it.
He nearly trains as hard as Big Rossi does in the gym.
I was going to say, I mean, I've done that before, yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Finally, Serena Williams obviously is like a tennis legend, right? Like, she's one of the greatest of all time. She's got a 3-year-old daughter, Olympia, and of course, it's time to get Olympia into tennis. But Serena's not the one teaching her daughter. She's got a tennis instructor.
Okay.
Understandable. I get it. But she didn't tell the tennis instructor that it's Serena Williams signing up her daughter for lessons. Have a listen.
Guys, I signed Olympia up for tennis lessons. Don't even start with me because I'm not giving her tennis lessons. I signed her up for some, but the lady has no idea that it's my daughter. So we'll see how that goes.
Imagine that.
Not a pushy mom, but I know how I like techniques. I want to make sure she's good at teaching Olympia some techniques.
Can you imagine?
The pressure of being that tennis coach
She has no idea. So I would love to see the footage of the woman when she realized that Serena Williams is the one who's hired her.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine going, okay, now rack it back, step and swing, and so you, the mother's watching you. Because can I tell you, at tennis now, obviously I play tennis with my coach, and I'm starting to get more and more into tennis. My coach won't allow any parents on the court or around the court. They're not allowed in the vicinity whilst the kids are getting taught. Well, they don't want any parents there because they don't want the parents talking in the background.
Going,
do this or do that, or putting the kids off.
So Serena went to go drop her daughter off. I'm sure that poor instructor passed out 20 times when she saw Serena, and then she left. Serena did not stay for the lesson because she's like, I realize I need to kind of let them be. But I just want to know who that instructor is.
I know. We should actually let's try to find out who it is.
I'll try.
You know, then the instructor then gets an instructor from Serena Williams. You know what I mean?
No.
Serena comes and the instructor goes, could you give me a lesson now? Could you pay it to me? Because I'd like to.
Rolls reverse. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
And welcome
to the interrogation game.
Wow. So explain how this game works.
Okay, so one person's going to leave the studio, and then either me or you is going to be stuck in the studio here with Pretty. Yeah. We're going to decide on a word, okay?
Okay.
The other person's going to come back into the studio, and then they're going to interrogate the person and try to find out what the word is.
So you're going to try to basically weave that code word into the conversation.
Yeah.
Once, twice, as many times as you like.
Yeah.
And whoever, you know, was outside, it's their job to figure out what that code word was.
Okay, it's called the interrogation game. By the way, you can play this at the office, at home, you know, if you're bored, or you're doing a radio show, one or the other. I'm going to leave the studio.
So, Chris, you got to leave.
You're going to come up with a word, and I've got to try to guess what that word is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay, go.
Hold on, let me take my mask with me because...
You're going outside, yes. That's right. Take your mask, go outside.
It's called responsibility.
Okay, stop talking.
Go outside.
Go outside. And don't look at us. Look away.
I'm outside.
Look away.
Close the door. Go for a walk down there.
Go.
The word is. The word.
Go over there. Yeah, yeah. Don't show your face.
No. Don't come down here.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I don't want him to tell that because I don't trust Eddie. Stop there. Go down there. Go down that way. The word is Berj al Arab.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's gonna guess.
I'm gonna completely.
Oh, you're gonna interrogate him. You're gonna do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gonna ask me the questions.
Yeah. So I'm okay, just I'm pointing at random things so that he thinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
All right, mate.
Ah! Don't tickle me.
Tickling Pretty as he walks back in there.
Okay. All right, I'm back.
Mask off. Hasn't sanitized.
Ratings just dropped for the last 8 seconds.
No, actually, they went through the roof.
Crazy. They went, look at all the phones ringing.
Yeah. Okay. The interrogation, Chris Fade.
Ask me the questions, Chris.
Begins now.
How you going?
How am I going?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you mean.
How are you going?
How am I going? I'm going where?
I don't want to play.
Don't look at me.
I'm done with him. I don't want to play the game.
Come on.
How are you going?
How am I doing? I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right?
Yeah.
Well, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I got invited on a yacht or boat. It was a yacht, really. On Thursday, we're going to go around the front by the Berj al Arab, and we're just going to have some fun. It's a trimaran, actually. I got invited on it on Thursday. I was wondering if you guys want to come.
But nope.
I think you're busy. So that's my day.
Okay.
On Thursday. That's what happened yesterday.
Mm.
I got invited on the yacht, and then on Thursday,
Has he said the word yet?
I am not.
Because I'm going to stop the game now.
I'm not
going to
do that.
Okay. So you've said it.
So, Chris, what is the code word that we decided on?
Here are the options. Yacht, boat, Berj al Arab, trimaran, whatever it's called.
Trimaran, yeah.
Yesterday, Thursday.
Now, you must pick one out of them. You must pick only one answer.
I wrote those words down, and I'm going to say the word Berj Al Arab.
That is correct.
Why?
Yeah, no.
Are you looking through? I'm going to get a set of blinds.
I swear I did not
for the
cheat.
Studio next door. I always look over there. They've probably got like that signal point.
How long have we worked together? I know exactly how his little mind works, Rossi. Do you know that? I know exactly how it works.
Why?
Because you said yacht and boat together. That I'll mix him up there. He'll probably think it's that. All right. Then you said the trimaran, whatever it is. Yeah. You thought, oh, he'll think it's that because that's an unusual word the whole time. But I know he suggested Burj Al Arab.
Yeah, that's correct.
Because that's the only he doesn't think Burj Al Arab is in front of him right now, like from our studio window. From our studio window, yeah. Rossi's view is me. Behind me, all he sees all day is the Burj Al Arab. So just when Rossi had to think of a word, he would have just gone,
get out my head.
Burj Al Arab.
Get out my head.
Burj Al Arab.
Get out my head. Go away.
So he's simple in a good way.
You're not wanted in my head. Go away.
Interrogation game on Virgin Radio.
Chris Fade.
Yeah.
You.
What? You scare me.
Are.
Yeah.
Back in action.
What do you mean
I'm
back in action?
Your latest modeling campaign came out and you didn't even tell us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
If you didn't know, Chris Fade also models in his spare time for one of the biggest designers in India, Sabyasachi, a legend. And yeah, okay, he really doesn't. But I've been getting this sent to me a lot. I don't know if you have
I got it sent like honestly about 50 times last night.
So if you don't know,
what are you talking about?
So if you don't know, there's a model. His name is Ghazi. Okay,
I follow him now on Instagram. Him and I are mates because we discovered that we look like each other about 2 years ago.
They are doppelgangers. They look exactly alike. And this model's been working with the brand Sabyasachi for years. So
where's he from?
I think he's... I don't remember. We spoke to him a few years ago.
We did now.
I think he's from India. I'm not sure.
We look so similar, but it's only on a certain angle.
Yeah.
On a side profile, we don't look.
No.
Now, when I tell you I look like this model in India, I like saying that. My mum thought it was me.
Yeah, it's so strikingly similar.
My own mother thought he was me, and he sent a photo of me to his family. His family thought it was him.
They look so similar. It's insane. And the latest campaign for Sabyasachi came out, so he's still featuring in it. So it's good to know you still have your modeling gig.
This is, I mean, how can I capitalize on this?
You really can't. You can't do anything.
Can't I do anything with this?
No.
Not at all? Nothing at all?
No. Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
I don't think you look like him anymore.
Remember, we spoke to him about it, didn't we? Didn't we we spoke to him all about that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Right? I think we kicked off with, I was telling him that when you showed me the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
How I was like, hold on a second, is that me?
Yeah.
This is when we were talking to this model guy.
When Pretty showed me you, man, I really thought we looked pretty much the same.
Yeah, I was actually shocked yesterday when I saw the picture. I mean, it was so amazing. And when I showed the same picture to my mom and to my family, they were like, who are you in the picture? I mean, it was so amazing. I mean, wow. I found my twin. Hello.
So where are you from? Like, as in, what's your background?
I'm basically from Kashmir.
Okay.
And I model in Bombay. I'm based in Bombay now from last 3 years. And for now, I'm full-time into modeling and done a couple of films in down south as a bad guy.
I've been told you play the bad guy in films
villain.
Because our look, the way that we look,
what
guys.
What do you mean we?
We look the same.
We look the same, actually. You can also be the bad guy. I can easily, you know.
What's our next movie? What are we doing?
For now, nothing now. Actually, I'm looking to explore more into fashion.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. You must have seen me recent campaigns of Sabyasachi Mukherjee, and that's where you found me.
Have you ever been to Dubai, Ghazi?
Oh, no, I never been to Dubai. So would love to be there.
All right, we got to make it sometime.
Sometime
this year.
That was 2 years ago, the interview. We still haven't met. So, this is interesting. Few calls coming in right now to talk about their most embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
And we have to try to identify if these moments were real or not.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ellen, hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So we're going to hear a story from you. It's one of your most embarrassing moments in your life, Ellen. And at the end of it, we're going to find out if it's a real story or a fake story. Is that right?
Okay, that's correct.
I like it. You guys have taken
over our show. Well,
I like it.
This is fantastic.
Okay.
Ellen, let's hear your story. Go ahead.
Right. So we're on an aircraft. I'm with my dad. We're traveling on a 12-hour journey. Mm-hmm. And the seatbelt signs come off. And here we are wanting to stretch our legs. So dad gets up and he disappears out of sight. And I get up to stretch my legs. And there's what I thought was my dad on the overhead compartment. And so I just went behind him and I started double sparring his backside and, you know, like, let's do this, just punching him. And he turns around and in slow motion, he looks at me, which is just like, oh my God, that's not my dad. And my dad was in the loo. And I was so embarrassed because I had to sit with him for the rest of the journey. And I said, Oh my God, this is the beginning.
This is very funny.
No.
So you were punching your dad's backside, who you thought was your dad's backside. Like, come on, daddy, let's go. And it's just some random guy getting on a flight.
Like, random stretch, you know, let's go. Punch, spar, let's do this. We got to. 10-hour journey left. And, oh, no, the look I got, which felt like 1 hour of staring, was actually a minute, but it was...
I love it. Now...
Okay.
Is it real or not? I'm going to say it's true.
You're going to say it's true. I just want it to be true because it's such a funny story, so I'm going to go with it's the truth.
Rossi?
She sounds like a creative woman. I think she would have made this story up. I'm going to say it's false.
Okay. Is it true? Is it false? Ellen, please reveal.
It is 100% true.
Yeah. I'm so glad it is.
Just randomly punching a guy's backside on a flight. It's not even like you can walk away. You were now like next to them for 12 hours.
I was stuck with him.
Oh, gosh. There we go. Funny story. I like it. Thank you, Ellen. This is great. We go to May. Hello, okay. May.
May.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
How are you doing, May?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Let's hear this embarrassing story, which we'll identify if it's true or false afterwards. Let's go.
So a few years back, I was going to the gym in my building, and I had a crush on this guy who living in the same building, like massive crush. And we were seeing each other every day at the gym. We never spoke to each other, having eye contact and everything. Mm-hmm. And one day, I was going out of the gym, finished my workout and everything, and the glass was so clean that I hit my head with it going out. It's so hard that everybody in the gym heard the noise, and then he approached me saying that, "Are you okay?" I was so embarrassed that I didn't say anything. I just opened the door with shame, and I left. And that was the last time I've ever seen the guy. After a few months,
You've smacked your head right into the glass at the gym trying to, like, obviously you like the guy and you wanted to impress him somewhat. See, if I was into a girl and she did that, I'd think I'd be into her more. You know what
like
I mean?
Like,
I'll laugh, you know, go, you know, grab her. Are you okay?
Lead her
backwards.
Excuse you, get away.
it's a great excuse to get close. Are you all right? Rub her head, you know, go get some, lay down.
The first time you've spoken to her.
No CPR, are you okay?
Go away, you are annoying.
Okay, is it real or is it fake, that story of embarrassment?
I'm going to go with fake.
Rossi?
True.
I'm going to say fake. Is it true or is it false? May, reveal yes or no.
It is a true story.
Oh, it's a true story.
Okay, I got one back. Good.
There we
Poor
go.
May.
Gosh, little May. You never saw him again?
No, never saw him again. And, you know, I'm over with it. I'm married now. I just had a baby.
Oh, you're married.
She found another guy. It's all good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, good on you. Thank you, May. I appreciate it. Kaneen, how are you?
Hi, good, Chris. How are you?
Fantastic. So we want to hear your embarrassing story, and then we're going to identify, because we're not sure if you're lying to us, if it's true or false. Let's hear your story.
Okay, so in my old job, my ex-boss was one of those screamer bosses. He screamed a lot.
Oh, wow.
And we're having one of those crazy days at work, and my husband was calling me up, and I couldn't answer because at any minute he's going to scream and call me in, and I just wanted to be ready whenever he does. So I texted my husband. I wanted to text my husband telling him that crazy day at work. My boss was going crazy. I wrote that text up and I sent it supposedly to my husband, but I sent it accidentally to my boss. And I had no idea. I just put the phone away and the day was so busy and crazy. So my boss called me and giving me tasks. And each time, after each task, he'd go like, is this crazy enough for you? And I was like, what is going on with him? But I didn't want to argue because he was just in a bad mood. I don't even want to know why he's telling me that, you know. And during the day, half of the day, I just was checking my phone and I realized that that message went to my boss instead of my husband.
Oh my gosh.
I freaked out. I was like, oh my God. And I looked things up. I was like, that's why he's telling me. Is this crazy enough for you? Is this crazy enough for you? And I was just, what am I going to do? And of course, I ignored till the end of the day and I went in and I was like, I am so sorry. And he's like, oh, no. This is not okay. What did you do? How do you talk? If this is what you talk about me in text, what do you talk about me in person? I was like, oh my God, no. You were just screaming today and I couldn't take my husband's call. I was trying to explain. And he's like, so he got pissed at me till the weekend. But after the weekend, things were fine. And
sounds like a great place to work.
Yeah, yeah,
fantastic. Great boss. Like, are you still working for him?
No, but that's not because of that incident, but I got laid off because of Corona.
Oh, God. And he's still there, is he?
He is still there. Yeah, he's the chairman. So.
No, he's the chairman. Of course he's still going to be there. That's the problem sometimes. They let go of the good ones. Well, I'm guessing...
It's true.
I'm guessing this is all a true story. I mean, if it's not, you're a fantastic liar. Is it a true story?
True.
It's true. You want? Okay, hold on. She wants us to vote. Pretty.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna go with true.
Rossi,
of course, true.
I'm gonna say true as well. Haneen,
false.
It's what? False.
Get out.
Are you serious?
What a good liar you are.
Get out.
That's great. False. You're so good. I'm scared of you now.
That's.
I like that mood right here on the Chris Fade Show. Your COVID update, by the way, 1,111 new cases. 1111, 3 deaths overnight. Horrible for the families involved in that one. Look after yourselves, please. Continue to wear those masks. Active cases right now across the country, 5,004. A high amount of recoveries as well, 1,819.
Yeah, that.
So a good number of recoveries, right?
Yeah, that number of active cases is... continuously going down, which is what we want. So,
want to get it? I was just talking to my parents back home in Australia. Right, Australia is it's good and bad. It's good and bad. Mm. Minimal cases. They're running around like normal, no masks. So people just walk the streets with no masks.
Yeah.
Actually, a friend of mine that was living here in the country who has now gone back home to Australia.
Yeah,
he says it's really, really weird. I said, why? He said because you leave the UAE, which is amazing. But you're wearing masks everywhere you go,
yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
He said, then I went to Australia. If I was to fly home to go to Australia right now,
yeah.
Just to give you what I would have to do, I would have to pay about 5,000 dirhams just to put myself up in a hotel.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. They put you in the hotel. You don't choose a hotel. It's not like...
They just allocate it.
Allocate it to you. So you stay in a hotel, a small room, small hotel.
Quarantine.
Quarantine for 14 days. You're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot step out your door.
Yeah.
He was telling me that armed police would come with the nurses to take your test just to make sure, like, he says it's full on.
Because, like, if someone tries to, run out of the room.
Yep, and it's happened.
Oh, really?
Well, it was a horrible story.
Do I want to know? Don't tell me.
One of the people quarantining, this is a few months ago, one of the people quarantining in that hotel decided to become very good friends with the security guard of the hotel.
Now, this is in Melbourne, yeah.
And they became really close friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that person that was quarantining had coronavirus.
Oh, come on.
So gave it to the security guard who was there to protect everyone.
And was spreading.
And that security guard went home and did whatever he did and spread it amongst other people. So it's very, very, very full on. Now, cases are zero right now in Melbourne for the last 3 days, I think.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you know, it's something that we could get to. Honestly, it's something that we could get to at some point. And hopefully with the vaccine talk and everything else that's going on, let's find out more after the election as well in the States. I feel like more will be released regarding that vaccine chat as well once they decide if it's who's going to be the president of America. So there's a lot going on. What can we do? Do what we're doing. Wear our masks and social distance from each other. That's all we can possibly do. I remind the kids every single night before they go to go to bed, guys, don't forget tomorrow at school. I know that's complacent, but like, wear those masks. I give them their hand sanitizer. They wipe their desk, so we've got to keep doing what we're doing. So make sure you look after yourselves. Again, continued big shout out to every single front worker in this country.
Yeah.
You're doing an absolutely amazing, amazing job. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. She's an absolute superstar. An honor to have her back with us on the show. It's Lele Pons.
Yay!
How are you guys?
Well, we are doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really good, actually. I worked out today. It's been really good. I'm with my family right now, and it's good. Everything's, I'm safe. I hope you guys are safe, too. I know it's a hard time right now.
It is. It is totally a hard time. But yeah, we're all good out this way. You know, what blew me away again, just, you know, they give me some info about you and I know you and I know everything that you do and everything. But then one thing did catch me by surprise, which was just the age, 24 years old. Really? All this?
I feel like 20, like, I remember when I was young. Like, for me, it's
what?
When I'm 30, I'm going to be like, oh, wow, when I was 24, I was so young. But, you know, I don't know. I'm like that type of person that's like, well, I've done a couple things in my life. And then when I go back, I'm like, wow, I was 17. Oh, man, I remember when I was 20, like I was 21. So now that I'm 24, I'm going to regret saying this. I'm like, oh, I feel old. But no, I know. It's young.
It's amazing, though. Like, it's something to be really, really proud of. Like, it's fantastic, actually. So don't ever, I mean, you're talking to someone who's 40 years old right now. When I was 24, I didn't know anything. I hadn't even jumped into a radio studio. Like, I didn't even know I wanted to do radio at the age of 24. Like, it's crazy that you've already achieved everything. More than 42 million followers on Instagram, 16 million subscribers on YouTube. You've just put so much amazing content. One of the most followed humans on this planet, and not only 24. So, Lele, give her a big round of applause. We like that.
Unbelievable.
We like it.
I don't know how it happened, but yeah, thank you so much.
So, yeah, how's COVID been? I mean, obviously, it's been different for everyone. You've gone with your family. You're hanging out with the fam bam a lot more. You're spending more time. Has it been a bit of a break for Lele?
I think it's, you know, you in quarantine right now, people are, you know, having more time for themselves, like trying to learn about themselves. And I've learned to value a lot that I didn't before. Like, you know, spending time with your family, going out normally, just like all this stuff that we took kind of for granted. Like every single moment that I spent with people that I love, I really capture it. And I'm just like, I don't want to let them go because life is really short. And this year has taught us that a lot, like opened our eyes. And I'm working out so much on myself, which is something I never did before because I was, you know, people never stopped. It was just working. And now because we had a moment to reflect, I feel like I'm better with myself. I've done many things that I didn't do before, which were like working out, be with my family. Just like I do, like right now I did a lot of things before. I was like learning how to honestly cooking.
It's super cool. One of the big things that happened this year for you as well is the YouTube special, The Secret Life of Lele Pons, which was unbelievable, really unbelievable. You put sort of everything out on the line. Was it nerve-wracking? Were you nervous going into this? Were you thinking, oh, I don't know how much I want to give out? I know someone like myself who went through, for example, anxiety and depression many years ago. I was always reluctant to share that with my audience. I thought to myself, oh, no, I can't do that sort of stuff. But eventually I did. Did you feel that going into this, not wanting to give too much?
Yeah, I didn't want to do this documentary, to be honest, in the beginning. It took me a long, long time. It took me, like, you know, people talking to me, telling me it's okay. I've met many people that I've changed. I was able to like push them to become better when it comes to like mental health. And that was like, oh, wow, if I could help this person, imagine what I can do if I actually do a documentary. So it took me a while. Even at the end and when we were about to post it, I was just like, oh, listen, like the most important thing why I did this is if I can help one person, educate one person, then I won. If everybody hates it, it's okay. But if I help one person, that's, I won. Like that's the goal.
I don't think you just help one person. I think you help millions of people. Again, the documentary, the YouTube special, should we say, it's been nominated as well for a Streamy Award for Best Documentary. So that is fantastic. Amongst helping other people, which you have, you've definitely been nominated for an amazing award as well. I mean, there was lots of laughs in there. There were lots of tears. You came out to reveal that you had Tourette's and OCD, which I just think is fabulous. I saw that people on social media, people that were suffering from OCD as well or Tourette's, were like, thank you so much for doing it. And that's something to be proud of. And again, going back to the age of 24, unbelievable.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope that helped. I don't know if you guys have any friends that have OCD or anything, but I hope I helped in some way. I hope that they're finding, like, you know, help. I can't address how important it is to right now, especially to, you know, to work on yourself. And I'm really happy that I was nominated for this. You know, not being nominated is enough.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it is enough. I wasn't expecting this. So when I heard, I was like, what?
Why? All right. So you've got all the followers. You're having all the fun. We see it all and we absolutely love it. Now there is new music. There's not many people that can do what you can do. In basketball, we call it a triple threat. Someone that can, like, shoot the ball, pass the ball, and move real quickly, or steal the ball, whatever. You are doing this. Let's talk new music. What have you got?
There's a remix coming out. I just came out with Setenota, which I'm so happy is doing really well. And I'm going to do an album next year, an EP with somebody. And I just came out right now also with was a feature with Mariah, Sucio y Lento. So it's just music for now.
What's the meaning of the... I'm an Australian Lebanese man. So what does Setenota?
So Setenota means, like, I can tell you like me. I can tell. It's obvious. It's clear. It, you know, it's just like Setenota que quieres en mi boca. Like, I can tell that you want to kiss me.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a phrase, cousin, in Spanish, which is like, it's obvious. But it's obvious... But in a way that it's just like, it's obvious that you like me. Not as obvious that, like, that your pants are down. No. It's like, it's obvious that you like me.
Okay, I like it. Setenota, let's say.
Now, Lele, how cool is this? You got to perform this for Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah, I was like... I told my friend, I was like, why not? This is huge. And he was like, really? Is he big? And I was like, oh my God, no. And then he was like, really? Is he the one like more famous than this person that he named? And I was just like, I don't even know who that is. And it's insane. And I explained to him who goes there. He's like, wow, like Billy Eilish goes there. And I was like, oh my God. And I explained it to him, and we had a lot of fun. Like, I was like really nervous. I was like, this is it.
Where did you film the performance?
Miami. I wanted to bring Miami to Jimmy Fallon, and we did it in a house. It was like a floating house in the middle of the water.
Yeah, it was insane. It looks so cool.
24 years old, brand new music. She's done basically everything. I think she's done more than the three of us in this studio combined.
Yeah. And more.
And more at our ages. What's next? Lele, what do you want to do? Not like, what is there a passion project coming up that you really want to do?
I think I want to focus still on music. I focused on music 2 years ago and I left it. And I think I'm like, okay, now I'm ready. Because I left it because of like my mental health and I want to do the documentary. But then right now I'm just like really focused on music, maybe movie coming up, but honestly just music, obviously still social media, but my number one priority right now is music.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. We're super proud of what you're doing here, not only across the UAE, but across the world. You're always a superstar. Always welcome to come back on the show as well. Please give it one big warm round of applause. It's Lele Pons.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me too.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us. Tuesday tomorrow is our Thursday, but it's Wednesday, but it's the last day of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So it's like a Thursday.
It will be definitely like a Thursday morning. Your pop quiz will return tomorrow. Thank you, Lele Pons, for joining us. If you missed that interview, you can be able to check it up on our socials at virginradiodubai.com or virginradiodxb. Plans for the day? What's going on?
Dinner tonight. Yeah. Badminton later.
Are you really into this badminton?
Yeah.
It's a hard word to say, isn't it?
It is so hard. I mispronounce it all
badminton.
The time.
Badminton.
It's not badminton. It's badminton.
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 I'm going over to Chris's today.
Why?
I've got to like entertain the kids all afternoon because Liz is doing parents' evening via Zoom. So I'm going to Chris's house.
Bring the kids over. Yeah, bring them over. I don't know if I'll be home, but bring them over. Seriously, bring the kids over.
You always say that.
Go for a swim, hang out. You know, we've got lots of stuff going on there.
You won't let me in the house, though.
I will.
No, you won't.
No, I'll let you in.
No, you won't.
I'll let you in.
You said last time, you can stay in the garden.
Yeah, that was like peak Coronaville.
Coronaville.
Like that was like peak when we weren't allowed. Like you weren't even allowed over, I think. Now you're allowed. Are you allowed to have like up to 20 guests or something over? Something like that?
I don't know.
Something like that. For weddings and parties.
I better check before I come.
Yeah, just have a look. But yeah, come around. I'd love to have the kids over.
Okay, great.
All right, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fate, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie, and Nala. Wear your seatbelts. Wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fate Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.